and everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Sylvie Avery.
Metaphysical and spiritual show designed to open your eyes to the greater possibilities of life. And thanks for joining us. For those with us for the first time, what makes this show so unique is that every week my husband Mick demonstrates his exceptional gift of deep trance channeling live on air. He channels an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for a group of evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. They're an educational group and are here to give us knowledge and information we'd never have access to in any other way. And this week's show is called Expanding Your Senses, and we're going to continue on this fascinating topic with you. And if you'd like to participate and call us with a question or comment, it's toll-free. It's not a reading, but please do get in touch if you're interested in learning more about your abilities or your psychic moments, your light bulb moments, or expanding on that, or anything to do with it. We'd love to hear from you. And in the US, it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. If there's any international callers awake, it's 001-530-876-3222.
Well, hi, I'm Mick Avery. As well as spirits work on the wonderful and ever-present bbsradio.com, every Monday at 7 p.m. we have another radio show, which is called Spirit Teaching. You can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us or our books, maybe CDs or buy an Akashic reading or any of the other kinds of readings that we have to offer, they're pretty extensive. We cover all kinds of things, including work with animals, horses, and canines, any kinds of interactive to do with that. We do all kinds of...
We do all kinds of different readings as well.
So. Yes, yeah, lots of different readings now. Anyway, please go visit our website, which are www.spirit-teaching.com, and also www.spiritsworkradio.com. And, just a quick thing as well, just to say, our website at www.spirit-teaching.com has been hit by a virus. So, temporarily, hopefully I'm going to suspend it from tonight.
Yeah, so don't worry
over it anyway. Just go and visit at the other site, spiritsworkradio.com. And you'll be able to interact with that as it's perfectly safe and clean and pure. Anyway, as Sylvie said, I am a deep trance medium, which means that I am a pure channel for the spirit world, enabling clear, concise communication from those who continue to walk with us and who try to look after us. In this way, each week on our show, Sylvie has a conversation with our spirit friends so that they can give us the benefit of their wisdom, and as a result, we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options we never realized were available to us. When I go into the trance state, I will not know of anything that happens until they bring me back. And that is how it should be, because we wouldn't want my thoughts and feelings from my mind getting in the way of the spirit contact. So goodbye for now.
Okay, thanks, Mick.
Fine,
so Mick's going to go into trance now. He just has a little sip of water and takes his glasses off and composes himself to get into that state of that he sort of has like a kind of out of body experience, if you like. So that's what he's doing now. And Gregory will be with us in a few seconds. And Gregory was asked before his physical life in the early 1700s if he would like to train to be the representative of this educational group who are going to be helping the people of the earth discover a more harmonious way of life. The group want us to understand the implications of what we are doing to our planet and aid us on a road to recovery and raise the vibration of the planet. They consist of eminent scientists, physicists and scholars, as well as ordinary people, and between them they have vast knowledge and insight. They try to help us to look outside of the box and explain situations that affect us and our future and the future of the planet. So, I'd just like to say also that we are on Second Life on this coming Sunday, 29th of June, 1 till 2 p.m., and that's Pacific. So do join us, and it's wonderful actually being able to react to you it's great being able to see who's with you, to be quite honest. So if you've not been on secondlife.com, you must go and have a look. It's a virtual world reality, and it's very real, so do join us. Okay, well, here's Gregory. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friend. With love and light, blessings be.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this week we're going to be continuing our conversation about refining your intuition and intuitive skills.
Yes.
And last week we actually ended up talking about, we were talking about the environment and how important that is. Because I don't think we realise, do we, that when we are working in using the different senses, that how important our health and our environment, everything to do with our life, actually is holistically all part of this progression and how it can aid that.
Yes, absolutely so. Absolutely so. After all, my dear friend, if you were really wanting to, shall we say, you were ill and you wanted to go to the doctor, you're not going to go to the doctor who's shuffling around or having some kind of disease or attack or whatever in his own surgery in front of you. You are going to want to have a situation that is embryonic for you to actually feel that they are in control of their lives and in the status of your well-being. So it means to say then that you yourself, if you want to really react both with the physical world and the spirit world, you need to be able to perfect it, perfect yourself, and also the things that you do, the way that you react, the way that you ordinate with life. Now, I understand that many people facing pressures and that kind of thing from physical life, they may actually be reacting with extremes in their life. And that for all intents and purposes, of course, if you are not actually taking great care of the environment or your environment, your own personal space, this can be obviously an added strain or burden upon your well-being, your state of mind. This doesn't mean to say, of course, that this rules out altogether your possibilities of making contact with the spirit world. Verily, I have to say that many people who had been in even low states of mind or even lowly paid and low forms of work experience, that they, in fact, have had these beautiful and wondrous spirit gifts. So spirit duality is not something which is at the behest of financial well-being or welfare. So that's the first thing really to say, that it's that anyone can enhance their spiritual gifts and their understanding regardless of whether you live in a perfectly accommodating house, or whether it is that you live in a tiny little flat somewhere, or even a bed sit. I understand that's what it's called when you have a bedroom and living room all in one room.
Yes, or a small apartment wherever you are in the planet.
That's, or even in a shanty town.
That's interesting, though, isn't it? Because of it, I hadn't really thought about it that much. But yes, developing your spiritual gifts is absolutely free. Totally, yes. And utterly. I mean, we talk about, meditation and how that's totally free, and that's something that you can do at home to develop your gifts. But yeah,
absolutely.
Really, anything is, isn't it? It's only like going to the workshops and that sort of thing that costs you money when people want to go and practice their skills.
Yes, that is perfectly true. However, these practicing skills are things which, if you really think about it, if you're quite clever about it, imaginative maybe, you can actually hone your skills in your own home environment.
Well, we're just going to say that, you know, that's something else that we can discuss. How can people actually practice their gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, or whatever, at home?
Well, really, this, apart from your meditative states, the sesi meditation, mm-hmm. not just to do with you being in touch with your physical body, being in touch with your spirit, your consciousness and your spirit, but it really means to say, actually, by using and utilizing the sesi meditation, it does actually bring you into alignment with gaining your abilities of how exactly to correlate your own life with your own welfare. So it's actually to do with how you command your consciousness, not your consciousness commanding you. It's, you think about your consciousness is the tail and you're the dog. So you don't want the tail wagging the dog. You actually want to be in control of your consciousness as a full faculty of your physical life. So really, in a sense, in essence, that's the first thing that you should be doing, is practicing sesi meditation, which allows you to control your consciousness so that when you don't want to think thoughts, you can stop them. Mm-hmm. And you should be able to stop them just like that. Turn them off. Turn them on when you want to interact in other ways. Now, so this means to say you have to gain the quality of control of your mind, of your consciousness, not just allowing random thoughts to come in, popping in every which way. All that does is actually muddy your water, muddy the clarity of your mind, muddy the clarity of you actually being in control of your consciousness.
Okay. Well, why do you have to have control of your consciousness?
Well, basically, my dear friend, most human beings suffer from lack of control of the consciousness. So in other words, what is it that brings you negativity? Apart from direct physical action that's happening to you at this moment in time, or circumstances that you are reacting with at this moment in time, what is it that actually creates negativity in your life? I'll tell you, it's actually thoughts of yesterday, thoughts of 30 minutes ago, thoughts of 20 minutes ago, thoughts of just a few minutes ago that you even had the thoughts that you had. Those boring thoughts, those thoughts that come and clutter your mind, actually occur because the registry of the mind keeps returning you again and again, especially if these are issues which have not been resolved. So quite simply, we observe most people who are in negative states of will are doing this to themselves, purely and simply because they are asking of themselves, well, what am I to do? What am I to do, poor me, of reflecting upon situations and decisions that happened to you yesterday, or last week, last year, last month? Whatever the situation of the climate of your well-being, perhaps financially, poor me tends to come to the surface when you think of you have the dejected attitude of mind. And that is quite simply because you've lost control of your consciousness. You've allowed the creeping epitaph of thoughts that you've already done and dealt with and were part of yesterday have come to infect you yet again today. So it means to say that you haven't actually allowed those thoughts to dissipate and be gone. You're still attracting attention to them, still thinking of them, still mulling them over.
Feeding them,
feeling the fear and doing it anyway, and continuing to feed that fear. fear and that negativity into past thoughts and activities that you've dealt with it, or you haven't dealt with it. You're on the next day now, and yet you're still thinking of it. Something that you cannot actually retract. Something that you cannot undo the reaction. You can change the reaction by doing something about it now, but not about what happened yesterday. Poor me, woe is me, is not going to bring it back. If it is, my dear friend, that you are mourning the state of a lost loved one, I understand this. I'm not saying that you should not mourn the loss of a child, a loved one. But what I'm saying is that these situations are circumstances which appear at the time, and yes, they are painful. And yes, they have all of these infections of insight and all of these infections of open wounds. They happen to you like being hit by a bus, or in my case, by a horse and cart. And coaching for horses, whatever it is, or whether it is that you're run through by a spear or have some other tragic situation, you cut your finger off or something whilst you are preparing vegetables. This is something which you will overcome. However, if you continue to attract the thoughts of what happened to you 5 minutes ago or yesterday, what will happen is that it will then infect your consciousness, and your consciousness will become at a lower vibration. As I said, this doesn't mean to say that you won't be able to make contact with the spirit world. You will. And I'm not here saying that you have to then attracting all of these higher energies, so say, and that what you're doing is you're supposed to be leaving these thoughts behind, or that you are actually attracting lower negative energies from the spirit world by succumbing to the thoughts of yesterday. Well, that's actually possible. So if you're of a lower vibration and that you really want to excel in this state of mind, consciousness, you need to gain control of the consciousness in order to do that.
So, okay. And we will go on to talk about that. But I'd like to just go back to the fact about many mediums actually aren't in very good health.
That's
this
true.
This is something, yes, that's correct, isn't it?
Yes. Why doesn't a wonderful healer heal themselves?
Yes. Well, it does seem rather strange. I mean, apart from anything else, you would hope that the spirit world would maybe keep you a little bit more fit and healthy, if you know what I mean.
Yes, but I agree with you to a certain extent. However, you have to have self-determination and awareness of self, your own physical body metabolics, and how that is actually going to correlate with your well-being is to do with your cell structure, your genetics. That is not something within the remit necessarily of the spirit world. And in fact, it is very seldom that the spirit world will actually be able to change your genetic tree or create some enhancement of it to enable the reversal, complete reversal, or taking away of a particular situation. Now, I know very well that there are many claims to various people, spirit healers or whatever, who have miraculous cures for this or that or other. And it may well be that their team is able to furnish certain abilities to do with spirit healing. That doesn't mean to say that the person themselves, the human physical being, not taking anything away from the human physical being's practice, but it doesn't mean to say that it puts them into an ascended light just purely because they are able to bring healing through their spirit team to others. Don't forget, it's spirit energy that's doing that. It's not their energy.
Yes, that goes with anybody.
And that goes with anybody.
Yeah.
So actually, as a physical being, what you're working with, and I'm not taking anything away from anyone in the physical world, I'm actually saying that in order for you to be the perfect, as best as you can possibly be, spirit healer. You do not have to own a yacht. You do not have to own a bright, shiny car. You can actually get about on foot or a bicycle. It matters not. And you could be the lowliest person. Ever been healed by a tramp? Well, I tell you, my dear friends, I have spoken to a few of them in my time, both in the physical world and in the spirit world, and I was healed by their wisdom and their thoughts and their feelings. I was also hit by their tragedy as well. So, in some respects,
well,
you could say...
Well, that was a healing situation, I guess.
Well, yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Sharing in their pain and that sort of thing, in their story.
Yes, absolutely so.
But can I just say, but physiologically, right, I'm determined to get this from you.
Yes.
There must be something within a medium's system, makeup, that is something that is utilized by the spirit world when they're working, or something like that, that weakens their system in various ways more than maybe if you were not working with the spirit world. It can't be that all mediums eat unhealthily and don't look after themselves and don't have healing, because lots of people don't.
That is very true.
So what is it, what chemical reaction or what happens to them that is different?
Well, I'm not saying particularly that mediums are necessarily at variance to or naturally going to succumb to this or that disease, although I happen to say that if the person is a physical medium or some physical kind of interaction is happening, then it is quite possible that their pancreas, that their liver or kidneys may well be affected adversely by their form of mediumship. This is quite simply because of the overuse of different cell structures which enable the spirit world to become manifest.
Yeah.
So it's worth remembering that. However, what we're talking about here is really to do with all of the other raft of mediumship, mediumistic skills.
Absolutely.
And for much of it, my dear friend, I understand that you may well have quite some people who are actually embattled with sickness and yet they are still bringing out these wonderful communication skills, and yet you would think that the spirit world would be able to heal them. The point is that sometimes sickness in human physical people are actually to do with the genetics of which they are orientated, nothing whatsoever to do with the spirit world, and even though that person is a spirit worker, it may well be that the energy of the genetics is far stronger than the spirit world necessarily are able to overcome, shall we say. Now, that doesn't mean to say then, well, that means then surely that the spirit world are just as fallible as anyone else. Well, yes, I suppose in some respects it's actually because of the fact that the bridge between the spirit world is not necessarily what human physical people in their physical life actually dream about it being. You have to recognize when you are having a physical life as a spirit being that you are subject to the variances and situations which are current at that time of the physical life. So it means, say, friend, if you were born at a certain time, shall we say, during the 1600s or 1700s, perhaps, that you were a practicing person who communicated with various entities from our side of life. Chances are you would have been burnt at the stake, or worse. And in which case, you would say, well, surely then the medium or person who was, surely that the spirit world would have thought of something else to do with that person.
That's really not very healthy, being a medium in that situation, is it?
No, it wasn't, was it?
But okay, so you mentioned, for instance, an awful lot about the fact that if you're working for the spirit world, that you should always replenish your system with purified water.
Yes.
You drink plenty of water, and yes, obviously it should be purified through a carbon filter.
Yes.
Why would this be?
Quite simply because the water that you take out of a tap is impure. It has a lot of chemicals added to it. Yes, I understand some of them are in order to equate with certain specific diseases to minimize their effects upon you. Various forms of dysentery obviously have been virtually negated, wiped out from the healthier Western provinces rather than those of the least affected situations where water is more, I suppose, original, however, but polluted by the various different situations of farming and agricultural, agrochemical practices and all of that. However, of course, so it does mean to say that if you take within yourself the purest water that you can, that means taking your own responsibility and purifying the water yourself using a carbon filter or something
or
like
if
that.
If you're lucky enough to have one at your tap.
Yes, which will actually take out probably far more impurities than a carbon filter will. The point is that this situation then at least gives you the least factor which enables you to have a pure, the purest life that you can. It's reminded really that the best kinds of, and forms of food that you can eat are of the purest state are going to be free from chemicals, free from all of these different aggregates. I have to say, of course, as well, that many people who eat meat at this time are actually devouring large amounts of chemicals and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's also something that you need to be aware of, particularly animals that are fed soy, I have to say.
Mm. So all of these situations put a strain on your body anyway,
yes,
in any case.
Yes.
And then I thought there was another reason that you drank water when you were working with spirits.
Yes, it's also as a cleansing act as well for you in your mind. And that doesn't mean to say that it's just a mind game. It's actually something which allows and brings about a clearer contactile between the physical body and the spirit body. So it actually means to say that when you are drinking the water, you're not only drinking it and becoming invigorating your body with a purer liquid, but you're also cleaning your mind as well, because you're actually thinking about it. You're thinking about the fact that it tastes much better, for example, coming out of a tap.
Okay. So, yes, all right then. What about, okay, so I'm just trying to get the holistic approach to
yes,
this,
yes,
really.
Yes, of course.
And about how basically the things that we can do to make ourselves a clearer channel, to give ourselves a better,
chance.
Absolutely, in actually developing, because the thing is, you know, like we were talking about, it's free, which is like brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And things about that. Yeah, what else can make you a better channel, really?
Well, very well. So this also then has to come about through your daily behaviour. Now, I understand one of the best mediums, physical mediums, and also contact mediums, really, to do with the spirit world, actually used to just dig graves for a living and ate rather badly as well. And that was Leslie Flint. Now, in actual fact...
You just undone everything we've tried to tell everybody.
Well, yes, I know. But the point is that he didn't even used to meditate.
Mind
he never read, he never meditated in his life.
I know. Well, there you go.
Goodbye,
everybody.
Yes, but what I'm saying, though, is that his situation was different. Like some of you, the situation will be different, quite simply because if spirit world could work with him. And it was actually regardless of what he actually physically did. So he was actually someone who broke the mold very much in many respects. Now, what we're trying to say here about you eating and drinking as best as you can and your environment and your state of mind and all of that is really to do with your state of mind so that you actually feel that you yourself are creating the best that you can in your life. Now, this does mean to say then, dear friends, that if you are creating the best you can in your life, you are being respectful to your physical state. If you are bothering with vast amounts of alcohol or vast amounts of abuse of chemicals or whatever, then that is something which is disproportionate to your well-being. I'm not saying that you are on a slippery pathway, but that surely there are situations then that you need to resolve in order to perhaps bring it under control, in as much that you are able to function and have a clear mind.
Well, a lot of people obviously go through that stage, hit the bottom, as it were, and then they get on to their spiritual path as a consequence of that.
Oh, I understand. Yes. And so it's a window of opportunity, really. So, and I'm not saying that it's wholly or highly detrimental. That's a matter of opinion, of self, and I would not possibly want to pass that judgment. And so I am not saying that one situation is any better or worse than another, except that if you wish to follow a particular pathway, then you need to create the best energy that you can around that pathway, whatever that is. Now, if it becomes that the situation of your avenue of life dictates you need to be respectful of your physical body and how you are actually going to accommodate certain energies to do with the spirit world, then evidently you need to try the best that you can, because it will make you feel also that you are doing your best, being in service to yourself, as also to do with your spirit. So it means to say, my dear friend, that you continue to excel in these different energies, you attract a better feeling about yourself, because you feel, in fact, that you have accomplished a great deal more.
So, rest, we talked last week, rest when your body indicates a need,
yes.
Fresh air, and all of the other things for a holistic lifestyle, really, all complements your psychic development,
yes.
Mediumistic development.
Yes.
You mentioned about lateral thinking. Does this help or hinder if you are a lateral thinker by nature? Does this help or hinder any development, with the collation of your information that's coming in when you receive that from the spirit world?
Yes, I would have to say it does, really.
Which? Help or hinder?
Well,
does it make a difference?
If you have an open mind, obviously, it's going to help, because part of your communication with the spirit world tends to become hindered quite simply if you are a person who doesn't trust yourself, or you question everything to the nth degree, and that includes questioning yourself and your own brevity, your own illumination. Is this imagination, or is this what I'm receiving on a point of trust, or is it in error of trust? Does it mean to say that the thoughts and feelings that you are having, you always have to question to such an extent that you criticize yourself out of your own work or out of your own feeling of well-being? Oftentimes it can be that people actually succumb to this kind of energy too. And what they will do is they will just turn around in little circles and feel worth less each day. So what you have to do is to think not just positively, but understand that the interaction that you have, it's not all coming from your mind. If you thought that, well, then there, it simply means that you have no understanding of the point of contact. So what you really have to do is to understand that you must place an element of trust when you are opening with the spirit world, remembering, of course, that you're asking for your highest guides and helpers second to none. That does mean to say you are making a pact with the spirit world, not with the devil. You are making a pact with the spirit world to actually enhance this journey. That means to say you need to play your part as best you can to enhance your physical body journey, to enhance your point of contact with your physical body and spirit. This means to say, as I say, you gain ultimate control of all faculties of your life. How else are you going to do it if you do not have control over your mind, over your consciousness? If you only purely allow your consciousness just to randomly react this way to that, depending upon what energies are coming in, how are you ever going to accommodate the whole essence of life? How are you ever going to overcome the different situations of your life existence?
Well, it would take a lot longer, I guess, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, you don't, it's a bit like being a lateral thinker doesn't really matter because you're not supposed to be thinking.
No. Why are you
thinking?
You're
not paid to think.
No. And you're, well, you may be paid to think, friend, but
no,
actually.
No, in this instance, I mean.
Yes.
So, because basically what you're trying to do is, so yeah, okay, so but it might be harder for somebody who is more that way inclined, possibly. You think?
Yes, quite possibly. Quite possibly, and especially if you become distracted, as I say, by allowing the thoughts of yesterday situations you haven't accomplished. Whatever.
Actually, that could probably, being a lateral thinker by nature, could probably help you in other respects. Like, say, for instance, if you were getting messages from the spirit world in symbols and that sort of thing.
Yes.
Clairvoyant symbols.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Now then, that might be something that might come in handy because they would probably use your natural ability and way. To actually give you your information.
Yes, but that very much depends upon how you connect with words. What do words and symbols, the imagery of what you receive, how does that actually affect you? You have to, as a physical body person, understand the relationship between what you see in the image as to how you react to it. Many of your past reactions will be to ways in which they have related to your lifetime experience, and this will be the inference of your environment, how that has shaped your reaction to it. It's to do with association as well. So really, however, it can oftentimes be that the spirit world work out their own way of using your present analogy system with how they want to try to bring over a point. So it can actually become that for some people they actually become there's a bit of disorientation going on first in the way in which the spirit world tries to bring objects and things, images of them, to your mind, and that you actually get the wrong end of the stick. And so that can actually be quite frustrating for the spirit team who are working with you in that respect. But it will actually be a trial and error situation. So you need, as a physical body person, to be practicing and consistent in this situation. You need to continue with it, to persevere, in order to allow the spirit world to teach you what different situations will mean and for you to react in a certain way consistently by their inference. So it means, say, if they give you a picture of a certain situation, you need to be able to understand that your interpretation of it is going to be accurate. Most human physical people actually relate to the spirit world in a sensitive way. So it means to say that what you do is you sense the energies of the spirit world, and also you sense, have a feeling of what they're trying to say to you. That may mean, in fact, that they're pulling their hair out, because quite simply what you're saying as you are giving off a message or whatever from some spirit interactive is actually wholly inaccurate, and that they could be becoming quite agitated over it. Oh, look, yes, the spirit's happy, he's jumping up and down. No, he's not, he's angry, because you've misinterpreted the whole situation. You see, so it can be just simply because you think in terms of your own physical body presence and what how you feel your reactive is creating within you. That's a matter of whether you feel positive energy from these experiences, or then perhaps some kind of negative energy, which means that it's a decline, which means that it can just simply be a no to a question rather than a yes. So that doesn't mean to say that it's a negative energy, and then you want to put a cross up against it.
Yes, well, we've only got a minute left, but I mean, I do know a lot of very, very good mediums who have absolutely no control of their thoughts.
Yes, I know that.
There are going to be exceptions to the rule,
but
aren't there?
Yes, but that's a matter as to whether do they really want to improve their physical state of life? Do they really want to improve their physical connection with their spirit? Maybe not. It's quite possible.
But also,
just being a medium doesn't make you a good person.
Well, and also there's still always room for development, so you don't know how good they could become.
Exactly, if they tried.
Know, absolutely, and a lot of mediums actually do stop developing, don't they?
They just sit on whatever energy it is that they've
achieved.
And
then they start working professionally and don't actually continue to develop, so they don't realise. I mean, that is good development, don't get me wrong, but there's also... Isn't there other ways of moving forward? There's always room for progress, though.
Always room for progress. Never think that you are above making the contact, making the ability of physical state and your spirit to become at one.
Always strive for better.
Always strive for better.
Well, thank you once again. That was good fun and informative. Thank you.
Well, with love and light, then blessings be on your pathway well. God bless.
Thank you, Gregory. And hope you've enjoyed the show. It's a little short today, but there you go. Nevertheless, we do hope you found it interesting. Please don't go to our Spirit Teaching website just at the moment, because I believe that that it's got a virus, nothing to do with us. So we're going to be sorting that anyway, and we'll keep you posted. But we do have another website, which is Spirit's Work Radio, so you can go along to that and find out about us. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Sylvie Avery, and until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.